Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 48 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 45 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 43 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 42 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Clear. 38 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Sunny. 34 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Sunny. 44 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Sunny. 61 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours. Sunny. 67 degrees.
In the US.
Node 27339 connected to node 502018.
L7M, Kilo Alpha 7, Zulu Echo Mike. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, news flight is going to be on here in just about 4 minutes, so just real quick, I got through, no problem at all. The guy in front of me got searched, but evidently I look too old to be a gangster, so no problem. All right, we'll stand by for amateur radio news line, KL7M at Sumas. The U.S. and the border crossing there. It's an old town. All these old buildings here in Sumas are all dilapidated. Not much going on. Of course, it's Sunday morning, and it's 4 minutes to 10 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. KL7M.
Good. I've been through that crossing in Sumas more than one. Going down through the woodland and places like like that in Washington. All right, Dave, good luck, and keep on getting through. 73 is to you for now. We'll be listening all day. KA7's AM.
Well, Dave, glad to hear you're back on U.S. soil. W5MGM.
Yeah, I don't have to say A anymore. I'm a Yankee again. Call 7M.
Yeah. There we go. Hope he can be down there to help. All right. Well, we'll catch you at the water or something. I'm just trying to finish my mess off before it starts. Well, I'll have to hear it. W5MGM.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 70 degrees.
Amateur Radio Newsline will begin now.
Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2451, with the release date of Friday, October 18th, 2024, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST, a proposal to harmonize the 40-meter band in Region 3, a new world record for receiving call signs in CW, and a North Carolina repeater transmits a message of hope. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2451 comes your way right now. From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's first independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now reporting from Charleston, West Virginia, here's Jim Dameron, NATMW. Our top story this week takes us to IARU Region 3, where a study of the 40-meter band's varied allocations has produced a proposal to harmonize the band. The recommendations could ultimately have a far-reaching effect in other regions. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, brings us up to date.
A proposal to harmonize use of the 40-meter band across Region 3 of the IARU will be taken up by members of the next conference in the hopes that this may lead to even broader harmonization with IARU Regions 1 and 2. The IARU's proposal is the result of a recent consultation by the Wireless Institute of Australia with the goal of finding bands of various modes that could ultimately form the basis of a global agreement. The committee noted in its report that one of the biggest challenges was to settle on an equitable redistribution of use of the spectrum based on activity and demand within the various modes. The proposal noted that very little spectrum is set aside for the digital modes and discusses the potential use of channelization of the bands for digital modes. To deal with the challenge of allocations that include SB and CW, the committee studied, among other things, activity shown on ClubLog. In addition to its intent to change some things, the committee reaffirmed the need to retain certain long-standing rules. The start of CW operation from the bottom of the band and SSB operations from the top, with data modes occupying the boundary area between the two. The proposal asked for accommodations for emergency traffic so as to limit the possibility of QRM from other amateur activity. To download the full proposal in PDF format, visit the link that appears in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in just a moment.
Congratulations were given freely in Tunisia to a young Romanian ham who set a new world record while competing in the 20th IARU High Speed Telegraphy World Championship. 13-year-old Ianis Scutaru, Y08YNS, won a gold medal and broke the record he set last year in the category of call sign receiving. According to the competition's website, his total score of 311,192 points represents his maximum copy speed of 1,126 characters per minute, an equivalent just exceeding 225 words per minute. An announcement on the championship's website said, "This remarkable achievement showcases not only Ines's dedication and skill, but also the talent of the Romanian ham community." Father Lucian, Y08SLC.
He said Paul Schuyler uniquely qualified for the post because of his long history in open source software development, ham radio, and wireless technology and engineering management. He has been a licensed ham since 2011 and is a former member of the Auxiliary Communications in San Francisco, California, which operates in times of crisis. Schuyler is the co-author of Mapping Hacks, published in 2005 by Raleigh Media. The book explores the potential held by free open-source geographic information systems. In Sonoma County, California, he was able to establish a cooperative that helped bring high-speed internet access to a rural community living in the coastal hills. This is Jack Parker, W8ISH.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in just a moment.
Organizers of the World Radio Sport Team Championship, to be held in the UK in 2026, have announced the location of the headquarters hotel. Jeremy Boot, G4AJH, brings us that news.
Organizers of the prestigious World Radio Sport Team Championship have announced that its headquarters will be at Wyboston Lakes in Bedford in the east of England. Mark, M0DXR, chairman of the UK organizing committee, said that anyone interested in attending the event as a spectator will be able to book their place through the WRTC 2026 website starting in 2025. The WRTC will feature 50 competing two-person teams operating throughout the counties of Cambridgeshire, Suffolk and Norfolk. This is Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
It's not too early to start thinking about January 2025 and Straight Key Month, an event run by the Straight Key Century Club. Randy Sly, W4XJ, explains why.
If you think that the Straight Key Century Club may have designs on the future, you're right. As the club does every year, it is extending an invitation to its members to submit an imaginative and attractive QSL card to be sent out following the annual Straight Key Month activity in January. The K3Y event will mark the club's 19th anniversary. In mid-December, the submitted designs will be presented to club members for a vote. The most popular design will appear on the official K3Y QSL card, and as before, 12 other top selections will appear in the SKCC's print calendar. The popular event, which begins on the 2nd of January following the ARRL's key night, features club members calling CQ from all 13 regional call areas in the U.S. and from countries in six IARU continental regions. If you don't have a copy of this year's calendar and want to see some of the most popular designs created by members, visit the link in the text version of this week's newscast at arnewsline.org. This is Randy Sly, W4XJ.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in just a moment.
Having a new ham radio shack is always something worth celebrating. But what if your new shack also happens to be a valuable research tool and a center for the education of university students? Travis Lisk, N3ILS, takes us to one such shack on the campus of the University of Scranton in Pennsylvania.
The new radio shack inside the Loyola Science Center at the University of Scranton offers a vast view of the city five floors below. The state-of-the-art amateur radio equipment that make up Nation offers a view of the world beyond and the electromagnetic activity above that provides the means by which we radio amateurs make HF contacts. This is the new shack for the W3USR Amateur Radio Club, which was founded 4 years ago. This is not just a headquarters for student operators on campus, but a research resource for students and faculty members who are involved in HAMSCI, the Citizen Scientist Investigation Group, led by University Professor Nathaniel Frizzell, W2NAF. The Shack will become a busy place as HAMSCI its experiments, funded by benefactors such as NASA, the National Science Foundation, and Amateur Radio Digital Communications. Outside, a 40-foot tower has antennas for HF, VHF, UHF satellite, and microwave frequencies, with some antennas on rotators. The Shack officially opens its doors on Friday the 25th of October. The open house includes a public dedication ceremony and a lecture, followed by a buffet dinner for those who hold tickets to that event. This is Travis Lisk and 3ILS.
Time for you to identify your... We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the ZS0 MOT repeater in Middleburg, South Africa, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. local time.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in just a moment.
Shipwrecks have always fascinated one radio amateur in Wisconsin, but none more than the sinking of a railcar ferry that killed everyone on board in 1922. The activation of a special event tells its story, as we hear from Paul Brown, WB9GCO.
From the time he was a youngster, maritime stories and disasters always held a fascination for Nathan Banks, KC9HYY. When he recently learned of the tragic sinking of the SS Milwaukee railcar ferry, the October 22, 1922 disaster hit close to home for this Milwaukee area native. This wasn't like the Titanic, the Andrea Doria, or the Lusitania. This was a local story that held him spellbound. Nathan, who has been a ham for two decades, will be on the air for the inaugural special event station N9M from the 21st through to the 23rd of October. A special QSL card will be available for those working the station, either on single sideband, FT8, FT4, or possibly CW. Nathan hopes to spread the word about the ship's long career transporting train cars and the stories about the crew members who died when the vessel was swallowed up by Lake Michigan. There were no survivors. The wreck lies at the lake's bottom, 3 miles offshore, north of Milwaukee. This is Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in just a moment.
The Alabama broadcaster who told police his AM radio station's tower was stolen last February has died. Brett Elmore, owner and general manager of WJLX in Jasper, Alabama, made headlines after reporting to authorities that the station's transmitter and 200-foot stainless steel AM tower had been stolen mysteriously overnight. The case has not been solved. News reports gave no cause of the broadcaster's death. He was 41. In New Mexico, more trouble for broadcast radio towers. The tower of an AM radio station in Albuquerque collapsed after being struck by a hot air balloon from the nearby International Balloon Fiesta on Friday, October 11th. The talk radio station, KKOB 770 AM, shut its 50,000-watt transmitter down as the pilot and his passengers, two young boys, descended a ladder on the tower near where the balloon had become entangled. No injuries were reported. The station stayed on the air at 96.3 FM. Local news media reported, ironically, it was 20 years ago to the day that another balloon, also bearing the likeness of Smokey Bear, crashed into the same tower.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in just a moment.
In the world of DX, Listen for Kazu M0CFW on the air as 3B9/M0CFW. Rodriguez Island, IOTA number AF017, from the 22nd through to the 30th of October. Listen for him during the CQ Worldwide DX Single Sideband Contest, operating as 3B9KW. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Bernie, ZS4TX, and John, ZS6JON, will be on the air from Lesotho on 70 centimeters EME using the call sign 7P8Z. The grid square is KG30. They will do two passes starting on Friday the 18th of October at 1800 UTC moonrise and ending Sunday the 20th of October at 0500 UTC moonset. They'll also do some satellite passes, which include the ISS if available, RS-44, and SO-50, QSL via PA-3CMC and LOTW. Listen for Vasco 7Q7CT, George CT1BOL, Vasco D2ACE, and Fran EC7R, who will be using the call sign 7Q1, 7 Quebec 1, from Malawi between the 23rd of October and the 2nd of November. Listen for them in the CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest, QSL via EA7FTR. SATI JE1JKL will be operating as 9M6NA from Labuan Island, IOTA number OC133, in East Malaysia from the 23rd of October to the 25th of November. Listen for him in the CQ Worldwide DX SSB contest and the CQ Worldwide DX CW contest. CQRZ.com for QSL details.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in just a moment.
Our final story takes us to the mountains of North Carolina, where the voices of the Mount Mitchell repeater carry hope amid hurricane wreckage. Andy Morrison, K9AWM, shares their story.
Many of the hams who call rural North Carolina home consider the region's Mount Mitchell repeater their home as well. The repeater, owned by Randy Johnston, N2GE, also became their refuge and their lifeline while the deadly force of Hurricane Helene tore their communities and their lives apart. Lynn Moose, KI4ZEK, was on the repeater on Friday, September 7th, as neighbors checked in to see if they'd survived the winds and the floodwaters, as many looked for loved ones and sought help. Later, Dan, 2DMG, who is part of Iredell County Emergency Communications, stepped in to relieve Lynn as net control, as Lynn to assess damage at his own home. Dan was able to pass emergency traffic until he found himself on the road to Florida, where his parents were awaiting the arrival of Hurricane Milton. At that point, Vicky, AD3I, got on the air to help coordinate volunteers and resources. The repeater, however, passed more than traffic and reassurance during the 2 weeks of rescue and recovery. During moments when the repeater was less active, Lynn read a poem that his wife had found post Facebook, written by a North Carolina woman named Elizabeth Green Silvers. With that poem, the repeater now transmitted hope to a devastated community. These words are a part of affirmation, quote, "Yet we still rise with mountains high, for in these hills our spirits fly," end quote. The full poem, posted October 6th, can be seen on the Facebook page of Elizabeth Green Silvers. This is Andy Morrison, K9AWM.
Amateur Radio Newsline will continue in just a moment.
We hope you've been enjoying the Amateur Radio Newsline Haiku Challenge. Now it's your turn to try your hand at haiku authorship. Are you inspired? Pick up a pencil and share your ham radio experience by sending an original haiku to us here at Newsline. Use the entry form on our website, arnewsline.org, and please follow the rules for writing your three-line haiku. Sorry, we cannot accept any entries that aren't written in traditional haiku form. With thanks to Amateur Radio Weekly, Amateur Radio Digital Communications, David Behar, K7DB, 425DX News, IARU Region 3, IARU HST World Championship, KRG.com, Lucian YO8SLC, Lynn Moose, KF4ZEK, Mount Mitchell Repeater, N2GE, Ethan Banks, KC9HYY, Radio Insight, Radio World, ShortwaveRadio.de, Straight Key Century Club, University of Scranton, and you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. We remind our listeners that Amateur Radio Newsline is an all-volunteer nonprofit organization that incurs expenses for its continued operation. If you wish to support us, please visit our website at arnewsline.org, and know we appreciate you all. We also remind our listeners that if you like our newscast, please leave us a 5-star rating wherever you subscribe to us. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Jim Danron, NATMW in Charleston, saying 73. As always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
This concludes Amateur Radio Newsline. The English reflector is now open for normal use.
This is KE7K. We're just going to make a quick little announcement. Apologies for the dropout there during the second or third clip. Looks like something happened in the Texas data center and a few nodes came disconnected, and one of those was the playback node. So if you are interested in that section, you can go to Amateur Radio Newsline and download the full audio there and give it a listen, or we do replay it on Wednesdays at 10 p.m. So have a good day. KE7K.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. Node 50201 8 node 4 5 3 4 3 5 Transceive. Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny. 70 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Clear. 66 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Clear. 63.
WMV. Doing an NCS tonight, Whiskey 8 Alpha, Whiskey Tango. I'm running the AFPFV net at 38825 on the 1.5, and I didn't know if I also have it. I'm not sure if this net has had a history against of running over.
Yoki, I think you said you were the RPC net. Also, just an FYI, your audio was a little bit over. It seemed to be overdriven, so it was cutting out again. If there is people around here who'd like me to start that, just give me a minute and I will go get some paper. Whiskey 8 Alpha, Whiskey Tango.
Hopefully this is by the right. I think this is really by the right. It's a pretty big thing that you he's getting by.
You and I doubled with somebody on Echo Link or All-Star, whoever that is on the internet, go ahead.
Go ahead and run the net, Dustin. Go ahead and run the net. The issue is with the repeater, it's not with people's audio. It's the problem is with the repeater, it starts dropping some of the audio that should be repeating for it. So we hit you.
Okay, Whiskey 8 Alpha Whiskey Tango.
And welcome to this session of the University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday night. This is Augustine, WHAWP, and I will be net control station tonight. Matt, can you give me a signal report? Am I in there right now?
You're much fine, but it's dropping out. The repeater's dropping out. I suggest if the repeater is completely, we make the plan to QSY to the 9-6 if the repeater fails completely.
So this is Whiskey 8 Alpha Whiskey Tango, night for the U of M Sunday night net. To make sure that in the people connected via Echo Link, anyone on Echo Link or All-Star, please come now with your sign phonetically and your name. Also, if you could give me like 2 seconds between your check-ins, that would be helpful. Whiskey 8 Alpha, Whiskey Tango next. This is Whiskey 8 Alpha Whiskey Tango looking for the University of Michigan Amateur Radio Club Sunday night net. Anyone on our Echo Link, please come now. WHAWP. Nothing. Anyone else, please come now with your call sign phonetically, and please give me a couple seconds between check-ins. Thank you. Whiskey 8, I'll just keep hanging up.
November 8th, Bravo Echo, Dave, pedestrian mobile. November 8th, Sierra Bravo Echo.
Hey Dave, we QSY to the 9-6, so I see you.
Hi, QSL.
We'll make an official announcement.
Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 58 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 59 degrees.